RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. So, it was Palm Sunday yesterday. If you were wondering why it was very trafficky during, in the areas where churches are. You see a lot of palaspas.
I went to the supermarket last night. I would say 80% of the people had palaspas with
right?
them.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, as in as a cart. Or like, dala-dala nila going
and especially
around the mall.
Your area because it's near a shrine.
Yes.
So most yep. likely from the shrine, then you go to the mall. Malamang dala mo yung palaspas. And yeah, same in our area. We have Pio, Saint Pio next to us, and also our own chapel.
Yeah.
So you would see a lot of people. I was walking around, not even mass times. Uh-huh. Pero like yun, you could see families so holding palaspas.
Kung hindi ka aware. Na Palm Sunday yesterday.
You probably didn't go out of the house.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so we do have a top 10 for you today. Thanking Walter Witty for the topic. Hashtag my work expertise. We all have our work expertise. So to give you an example, my work expertise, kaya ko pa rin ngumiti kahit natutulog na ang puso. You know those office mates, hindi mo alam may pinagdadaanan pala.
Uh-huh.
Magugulat ka na lang na, what?
Yun yung magaling daw magdala ng
magaling
problema.
Magaling magdala ng problema.
But also sometimes you have no choice. Like for example, with what we do,
yeah.
We constantly have to be smiling when we talk.
Energetic.
We have to laugh. We have to provide entertainment.
Yes.
So we can't exactly be like all mopey while we bored.
Especially if you're going through something.
Yeah, no matter how serious.
Hard, you gotta just grin and bear it.
Exactly, bite yep. the bullet.
Hey, I tell you, I have a couple of friends that I'm working with now. Who I didn't know were going through things until like, for
exactly.
example, last night. I spoke right? to someone, they're like, daming pinagdaan.
Exactly.
I was like, oh really, what happened? They're like, oh, just ask them na lang. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay.
Right?
Hands
yeah.
off.
So, yeah, I know. Like, it's a thing.
That's why sometimes it pays to be kind talaga. Because you have
does.
No idea what people are going through.
Hindi, tsaka yun nga. Like, you see an office mate and you kind of like smile or say hi. Tapos yung parang medyo dinedma ka. Or parang in your eyes, inirapan ka. Hindi mo alam.
For all you know.
They're going through something major na literally, they probably saw you. But they didn't see you.
Like they have the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then ikaw, binansagan mo na siya na, eh, suplado.
Diwag.
And then you don't realize you completely misread the situation.
Yeah.
You know. Another example, my work expertise, kaya kong maka 8-hour level sleep dun sa 1-hour lunch break namin.
No?
Like
power nap.
Exhausted.
Sometimes
sleep
those are
for
the
an
best.
Hour.
That's
and
the
then
best.
You're back with a vengeance.
Good for you if you can do that.
Right?
Kasi at least makapagtrabaho ka pa sa
exactly.
after lunch, diba?
And survive the rest
yeah.
of the post-lunch, the 1 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero sometimes, ibigay mo na. Kunyari may coworker ka na ganun. Because yeah. I do feel like it's an effort
to be able to be productive. Kasi rather than, alam mo yung lalabanan mo yung antok mo the whole time, wala kang magawa.
Wala kang magagawa.
Kasi your brain can't work. So you might as well take a power nap.
At least you get rid of it.
And then at least may magagawa ka pa after.
Sa family namin, ganyan sa driving. Yung parang wag mong pilitin to stay awake. Like if you feel sleepy,
fall asleep on the side of the road.
Park your car somewhere, side of the road, somewhere safe. Lock the doors and then go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to do you any favors to force yourself to drive if you're already nodding off.
Oh, dangerous.
That's so dangerous. And that's why a lot of, ano, diba? A lot of offices have yung parang sleeping area.
Yeah.
Yung for people about to go to their shift or after their shift and they can't seem to function. They do. They have like mga bunk beds. It's a pretty significant.
Mga ano, BPOs.
Among others. Oh, right. But do you remember that story? That akala nila natutulog. Tapos ang haba-haba ng tulog.
Yung pala,
they passed away.
Oh no!
Yeah. There's a case. I read it somewhere. Na parang they were like, haba ng tulog ni whoever, ni Blank. Oh. And then they were like, they decided to wake them up. And then, I don't know kung girl or boy.
Oh boy.
Like, and then hindi na gumagalaw.
That's really scary.
That's freaky.
Right?
But baka dapat may logbook na.
I know, right?
Para at least you see kung anong oras sila pumasok to sleep or to nap.
Or yung parang meron kang, like, wake me after maybe, I don't know, 3 hours.
Right.
Gets? Para lang everyone's like, nababantayan.
Kaya what's the longest you've ever slept during, like, a day off?
Well, kasi iba no when I was younger. Obviously, pag younger ka, 5 hours.
Maybe 15 hours.
Something like that. Pero now, Kasi the problem now with me is that if I sleep less or more than my usual, I get really bad headaches. I don't know. Like any deviation from the usual.
Yeah.
Pag puyat, and if I oversleep pag weekends, it's the same result.
I kind of understand because feeling good, that's what happened to me over the weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday, I woke up 4 times before I finally got up. So I went to bed definitely past midnight. And then I woke up at 6 a.m., went back to sleep, woke up at 11 a.m., went back to sleep, woke up at 2 p.m., went back to sleep, finally got up at 5 in the afternoon, Saturday. And like all of yesterday, feeling ko ang sakit ng ulo ko.
Yeah. There is such a thing as oversleeping.
I actually did a similar thing yesterday. But my head's fine.
Really?
How's your
head? I've never had any complaints. So I went to sleep at around 12.
Y'all, boy.
I tell you, Chico, I'm giving you a run for your money. So
put your money where your mouth is.
So I slept at 12. I woke up at like 8:30. And then I went home to Antipolo for a while, came back, and then slept from like 1 to 6.
No, yung ganon, that works for me.
At least ang mahaba-haba yung gising.
Tsaka may break. Eh.
Yeah.
I can do that and I won't get a headache. Ang mahirap sa akin yung parang ginawa ni Hazel. Like kanya nagising na ako, tas
balik.
But it's a weekend. I used to do that.
Yep.
Not anymore. Kasi if I do that, if I sleep again, tapos magising ulit ako, matutulog ulit ako. Oh my gosh. I will have like a terrible migraine
for me
the
kasi,
entire day.
Like trying to make to catch up on
it doesn't work.
Yung kulang na hours for the whole week, but also because I wasn't feeling well Saturday. Like you know, it's that time of the month, so I basically don't want to do anything. I just want to stay in bed the whole day. Pero dapat pala hindi ko tinulog. Alam mo yung dapat gising na lang ako na nanood na lang ako or whatever.
Hey, a lot of people are getting sick these days.
I wonder what that is.
Dry cough and all sorts of things. Ugh.
And
there's like 3-4 people in our cast are out of commission.
I know, right? And the thing that we were talking about, the whooping cough.
Yeah.
Apparently it's for kids.
So
para adults,
if you're an
pala,
adult, you're pretty much safe.
You're pretty much safe. And even if you do get it, it's a very mild version.
Okay.
But it's more of a kid thing.
Ah.
Yeah, it's babies, kids.
Yeah.
So they should be the one who would be extra careful. And another example, my work expertise, graveyard shift after a long night of walwalan. Child's play.
Oh, wow.
Again, I used to be able to do that from RX party. Dati, it was the opposite. If I tried to sleep, hindi na ako magigising in time for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wake up at like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 a.m. So what used to work for me was from the party, hindi na kami alis.
But not even nap here in the booth?
Not even nap. Like, Del and I would try to like talk to each other or I don't know. Like, and RX parties used to end later, much later.
Like
3, 4, 4 or 5,
ganon, yeah. Ganon.
There would be people here, Reyes, you know. So we'd just like talk or something. Keep ourselves awake. And then did that couple of years, no, many years. And then one time that we did that, oh, I felt I was not going to survive it. Like mid-board work. And you know me, no matter how puyat I am, I'm alive. And I don't do the whole, let me lie down for a while because that's dangerous for me. Like, hindi na ako babangon after that. So, I just couldn't.
So, at what age did this kick in?
Mga 31, 30.
I don't know, maybe 14? Kasi pag kinumpiyot mo, mga ganun dalabas. I don't know. 12?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because if I'm 36 now, yeah, maybe 10.
Stick to that.
Another example, my work expertise. Nakaka-binge watch ako ng K-drama kahit ako ang lead sa online meeting.
Oh, wow.
Well, they'll never see it. You know what? If you're really good at like, I don't know, is there such a thing as a dual screen on your laptop?
I'm sure there is.
So, alam mo, there's a little window. Tapos, syempre, volume off.
Yeah.
Tapos, kita mo yung subtitles. So, technically, you can. And then, you can just nod your head as if, lalo na pag presentation lang naman.
And the thing is, if you're the lead, you're the one watching the other people in the meeting and not the other way around. So, medyo ikaw yung in control.
At saka ikaw yung nagbabantay.
Ikaw yung nagbabantay. So, technically, you just have to like, you know, introduce people and all that. And then, pag sila na yung nagsasalita, you can kind of zone out, I guess.
The worst that I saw, they posted it on it. Alam ba siya? Yung at the height of the mga put lahat online. They were all having a meeting, right? And then somebody just started screaming, saying, kunyari, John, your camera is on!
Because?
He was...
No.
It was seen on camera. Like, and legit, like mga office mates, like people were like screaming, like laughing, turning their like cameras off because it's like...
Wait, like touching himself?
And it was seen on. He was watching something else. Kala niya naka-off yung cam.
No.
And can you imagine like your entire office?
Kawawa naman si John.
Like, it's insane. One last, my work expertise, best actor levels kapag SL, sinungaling din. Kahit doktor, maniniwala sa sinabi kong sakit. Excuse me.
Very convincing.
Oo. So pag ubo, dapat realistic yung, wag naman yung, dapat yung realistic. Or pag sinabi mo may migraine ka, dapat talagang parang halos maluha-luha.
Like you can't keep your eyes open.
Like turn down the lights, it's too bright. Mga ganyan. Kailangan talaga believable. Dapat yung pwede kang manalang uriyan.
You gotta research what it does to you.
You have like to research
symptoms.
The symptoms. And reenact the symptoms accurately. Hindi pwedeng, you know, I mean, it's so easy to spot like fake acting. So it has to be believable.
Yeah.
That's the expertise. Mm. Sayang, no? Kung nilagay mo na lang sa trabaho mo yung all that energy.
Nakaraos na sana.
Diba sabi nila Filipinos, parang we put so much creativity and energy and like kalokohan. If we just applied it to like legit stuff, we would be so like amazing. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. The top 10. Let me see here. The top 10 my work expertise. If you want to join us, go ahead, send them all in over at x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Work Expertise in all your posts.
Coming up, tea over coffee. But if you've got requests and shout outs, you can send them by the text line now, 0961-1367-931 or x at rx931. It's The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marquita on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Let's start with this. Kate Middleton announces she's been diagnosed with cancer. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I am now in the early stages of that treatment.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have a lot of, like, comments about that video.
Mm-hmm.
No need to get into that, because, you know, people were saying, see, you should have, you know, instead of like coming up with these ridiculous rumors,
yeah,
you know, let's just pray for her recovery.
Even then, Blake Lively apologized,
right,
for, like, you know,
her little shady
tweet, and he was like, oh, sorry.
And then, you know, you have the people who are saying, oh, it's fake, it's AI, here's the proof, and why wasn't William there, etc., etc. So, you know, at least they didn't have to wait for Easter. You know, something came up, and we'll just have to, again, wait and see. It feels like a telenovela. Like, you kind of, like, have to wait for the next episode.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know what's happening, because it's...
According to Prince Harry, you only found out on TV.
Exactly. And they did send their well wishes.
Yep. Harry and Meghan.
It's going crazy right now. And even, you know, people were saying... Why would the like, good and bad for both sides? People defending what do they call the Kensington couple again? Kumbaga, the Sussexes, the Kensingtons? No, they call them something. The Kensingtons good, the Kensingtons bad, the Sussexes good, the Sussexes bad. Like, literally everything that can be said or commented about this has been commented, so we'll just have to wait and see.
We wish her well.
We wish her all the best. In other news, let's look here. Anthony Mackie is disappointed that he didn't get to do a second season of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because Disney has been axing. Marvel and Disney have been axing a lot of movies and possible sequels. So, but basically he says, I really enjoyed doing that show. I was actually excited to do a second season just to be, so me and Sebastian and Stan can get paid to hang out. Because it's like me, him, and Daniel Brühl. It's kind of like a perfect storm of happiness. Anything I can do to hang out with Daniel, a dancing Daniel Brühl, makes me very happy.
Aww.
Yeah. Well,
sad for the fans.
Sad for the fans, but who knows? Maybe in the future. We'll see.
And congratulations to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden for welcoming baby number 2.
Oh!
Yeah, so cool. Nobody even knew that was pregnant. But yeah, congratulations to the happy couple.
Congratulations to the happy couple. Also, I just want to clear this up. There's a lot of people sending these messages of... There's this individual who posted something online trying to sell his quote-unquote pornography.
Okay.
And a lot of people think that I'm one of the people in this video.
Yeah.
And I would just like to state
categorically
that I have no time. I work from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. from Monday to Friday. So stop using me in a sentence. Because I don't like that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
End of PSA.
And exactly.
Our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
Again, for more requests, you can send them by the text line 0961-1367-931 or via X hashtag RX Greets. only on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some quiz. Nungilan mo yung volume. Pumatok sa tenga ko. Okay. So,
let's start. Kasi sa akin, wala naman. Malinis yung pag-up ko ng volume. Parang suabe.
Parang biglang may pag-up.
I apologize. Magulat factor.
Magulat ako.
Hindi ka prepared. I should have warned you. Let's say good morning to these texters. Butter Baby says, tapos may nagpagising wake me up when September ends. Last Monday na kasi ng March. Lola Marky, Lola Ying, sa dami ng tulog. Catching up on all the lost hours, I guess.
I tell you, this weekend is gonna be on like Donkey Kong. We are going to be sleeping for hours and hours and hours.
Well, speak for yourself. I will be up at 3, nagwawalis ng mga dahon.
At magsisiga. Alam mo na, parang napag-inipan ko yun. Parang, wait a second.
Tapos,
that sounds familiar. Magsisiga
ako ng mga tuyong dahon ng mangga. Tapos, magsisiga ako sa side. Tapos, alam mo yung mag-aano ako ng... Oh, mga senyorito at senyorita. Baka gusto nyo pong gumising na.
Hoy, tanghali na.
Tanghali na.
I have my eye patch, my earbuds, my white noise Spotify playlist.
Your noise-canceling / Chico-canceling headphones on.
Oh, boy.
Now I have my, what do you call those? My pillows. I'm bringing my pillows. See, UC, I'm bringing UC.
Oh.
You see?
The pillow that I hug. The one I told you about. The one that has a hole at the top on both sides.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those, you know, those big sausage pillows.
Hugger pillows.
Hug. I call it UC because uncut. Remember?
Yeah, okay.
Remember?
Okay.
Sabi nila, kala daw nila di ka matutulog kasi magbabante ka ng buitre.
That too. That
possibly.
Hi to Because Miel. Max in the Winter says, watched Miss Saigon yesterday. Love it. We'll watch again next week. Oh, I saw a lot of friends who also watched it. They posted their stories.
Oh, that's
and stuff.
So cool.
How was it? How was it in general?
Yeah, I didn't tell really us, Maxim.
Speaking of plays, I watched Pinky Ann yesterday. They closed Pinky Ann, which is Emilio Jacinto. Pinky Ann is a show.
Yeah, but is it a word, Pinky Ann?
It's the nickname of Emilio Jacinto.
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Pinky Ann.
I mean, I wonder where that came from.
Well, they explained it in the musical, but it was just kind of too Tagalog for me to fully get. So I think I need to watch it again, but it's really good. It's very Hamilton.
Mm.
Like the vibes, there's many rapping parts, the vocals are on point. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Sabi ni Maxim, she also watched it last week.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Such a theater fan.
I know.
And even the Korean theater productions, she would go to Korea just to watch them.
Wow. Tino says, uy, nangyari rin sa office namin yun may nag-eternal sleep sa sleeping quarters, cardiac arrest daw.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow, what happened in his office?
Yikes. Hello to former Sanchez. And he says, good morning and thank you, Ate Teren, sa pag-supply mo ng palaspas for Holy Week. Good morning to Kenneth Kim. And also saying hello to Japat from Stockholm. And he says, congrats or happy. I hope you enjoyed your birth week, Marky.
Oh, thank you.
And will be mine too this week. Oh,
happy birthday, Japat.
Happy birthday, Japat.
Advance.
Can I ask, Japat, are you experiencing Stockholm Syndrome?
Hopefully not. Good morning to Renz and also to Jennifer Espiritu. Hello to Chinito Ken and mamayang gabi daw yung start ng road trip nila for 6 days to Bicol.
Oh wow, ang saya.
And good morning
Enjoy.
To Ho DH, who says, please greet my friends Ivan Burlongan and Brian Mercado a happy birthday blending today. Okay, so Ivan and Brian, will save that in case there's any more. Ronaldo Quino, good morning. Lilo Boy. And he says, good morning to the Caimana free diving family. Thank you for the wonderful free diving weekend sa Isla Verde, Batangas.
Oh!
Hi to John Paolo, and also saying good morning to Mar. To the Jedi Master, who says, congratulations to TBR 2024 for their month 3 run last Sunday. And hello to the UP Dreamers. And Minorca says, silent rusher since 2013. Pag-greet naman ng hobby ko na si AJ. Can't wait to marry you again sa church naman this time. From Min.
Aww.
Hi to Sophia. And Sophia says, kamusta naman yung relief natin right at the very end of the episode na pasok sa top 4 ang Abaginoong Marina.
That's true.
UK versus the world.
Hey, you know, I was fearing that.
I really thought they would take her out.
Like,
I was so scared.
That would have been the smartest option, to be honest. Mm. If I was either Hannah Conda or Tia, I would have taken Marina off.
Good job. Sabi nga nila, we'll find out.
We'll find
week.
Out if Tia chose.
If Tia chose. I have
same.
A feeling she chose Marina.
No, I have a feeling Tia chose Marina.
We'll see. We'll see.
And if that happens, Tia's kind of effed.
I mean, she's already getting a lot of hate.
Because she's choosing the wrong people. Like, remember that last time? Who'd she remove again?
No, but the thing is, she's getting a lot of hate for those weeks na she was on top and people felt like, oh, it should have been, you know. Anyway, not cute.
Ako naman,
let's
ako
not naman send
ako
hate.
Naman,
let's support
agree.
Our favorite.
I actually agree.
Without, like, shading or bashing.
Wala pa siyang win na hindi naman ako agree. Parang so far naman.
Si
hindi kasi yung iba, syempre, pag super hardcore. Parang,
well, get so.
Yeah.
Pero like, as opposed to the US version, yun talaga, there's this one week na we were talking about this off air that I really disagreed with.
Yeah.
But it's a UK, parang so far naman, alam mo yung, even if let's say I didn't agree, gets naman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
like,
you know how passionate Filipinos can
I know,
be
I know.
In support of fellow Filipinos?
I mean, of course, yeah.
Like, in the case of the Lenka situation. And
exactly.
Like, alam mo yon, sometimes we get too passionate na minsan wala sa lugar. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm rooting for Marina for the win.
Kasi like, that's the thing.
How
that
about
I'm,
you girls?
You know, I'm super dreading.
Of course.
I'm actually super dreading because I'm obviously rooting for her. But because if it's a lip sync smackdown, parang even if you're
she
not,
already beat all three.
Even if you're not Filipino, the general wisdom is that she would wipe
annihilate.
The floor with them.
And she already beat all three.
And
this season,
not even close.
Yep.
So ako lang parang like pag hindi siya nanalo, I'd be like. Kasi kung merong ibang,
who knows?
May ibang
baka
aspect.
May mag-Sasha Velour levels.
Ayun nga,
yun yung scary part. Na baka, di ba?
The only
like
one I see
happens,
that can possibly
Hannah.
Sasha
Hannah.
Is Hannah.
Ako Hannah. Because I think Hannah is very, also, she's also the type na very cerebral. So I feel like she will be prepared.
Yung, the same way that she won that.
Versus Tia. The last one.
No, the mini challenge. Na iwan sila ni Mar- yung, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was still dancing.
Yeah.
But she brought something different.
She's good. She's really good. So
no, I like Hannah. I really did you watch her in her season?
Yeah, of course. Spanky. Yeah. But I was team Spanky.
I was also team Spanky, but I also really enjoyed
me
Hannah
too,
Conda.
Me too.
Who was that other girl that was very similar to her again? Hannah Conda.
What's her name
and
again?
Molly Poppins.
Yes, there.
Molly Poppins.
Hello to Jean Ambuido and Mika. Bon Voyage says good morning. Mackie and Martin also says good morning. Melai says, pa-birthday blend din kay Ate Ruby. Okay, so,
dagdag mo yan.
Tatlo na. Ruby. Sino yung dalawa? We'll look for it. Okay, sige. Checking out X now.
Checking out X while Hazel finds the names. Hi to Kiko Man Machine and Archer Aguilar, who says hi to Docwins. Have great duty today. Tati Marie is tuned in. Good morning to Caimana Free Diving Family. Ah, yeah, that was what you said a while ago. Yontifian goes, yung kasama ka rin sa Tea Over Coffee. Only Marquis Trump. Sorry, I had to. Because there were so many rushers tagging me. But they were all like really supportive.
Of course.
Mm.
They were all like, imposible yan. Kasi tea si Marquis.
Hindi, ako nga eh. Ako nga eh. Sabi ko, ay, hindi si Marky yan. Hindi ganyan ang puwet ni Marky.
May balat yan.
Balat yan.
May balat yan sa puwet. Oy, that's the best, ano, ha? That's the best defense.
It is true, and it's a big balat.
It's the best proof. It's like, I have a balat in the puwet. I mean, it sounds funny, but it's like...
It's legit,
It's threat. A huge balat.
Hello.
Like, goes down my thigh. So, just saying. Hi to HODH and Butter Baby. Greeting Nina Hidalgo. Please say hi to my Anissa. Also greeting... who's this? Cade? And Mrs. John Jungkook, who says, in all fairness, 4 years later, kahit balik booth na kayo, may Facebook Live pa rin kayo. Hi, Rika GGG.
Oh, yes.
Kasi may nagpost March 24, 2020, throwback. The Morning Rush.
Gosh.
After the quarantine, sana mag-FB Live pa rin kayo every day.
You know what? The strange thing about this, I still remember that conversation that we had over Viber. It's so clear to me. When we were like, what can we do?
Yeah.
Like, remember that?
Yeah.
Like, what can we do? Like,
it started with, let's continue to do the top 10.
Let's have a Twitter party. Remember that?
Yes, like, a Twitter party.
Let's make it a Twitter party.
That's like, how we started. The first couple of days, yeah?
Yung parang, let's post a topic. We're not on air, but we'll post the topic. And then when people, and we'll all interact, all on Twitter.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And then eventually we're like, what if we, you know what I mean? I still remember it. I usually don't, but this one is so clear. I guess it's a core memory kind
and
of
I
thing.
Also remember how we would record at night for the opening the next day.
Yes!
It's because
I remember
so
it.
So we could and get we extra, voted,
and we
extra
voted
minutes.
For it. We voted for it. Chico was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm outvoted, but yeah.
You're like, just for the opening.
Come on, just the opening so we can make up maybe like 20 minutes a little bit later.
Okay, so ganon, di ba? Ang ginagawa namin, for kunyari, today's a Monday, for tomorrow's show, for today's show, yung opening lang, just the opening, the announcing of the top 10 and the saying of the examples, we would record that mga 7 p.m. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung 7 p.m. later, yun yung i-air 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Yep.
So, ganon, di ba? We stopped doing it. Alam nyo kung bakit. Kasi yung opening, Monster RX 93.1! Tapos yung next, ano? Yung next segment, okay, so...
Tea over right coffee. Now, tea over. Halata.
It's not gising. The same people. The ones who open, we're not the same people.
The ones who open,
also,
we're awake.
We stopped doing it because ang haba ng chismisan the night before.
Tsaka hindi lang yun. Minsan parang like, biglang, yeah, this is Hazel and I'm blah, blah, blah. Pagdating the next morning, we're still waiting for Hazel. Parang, di ba nandiyan na siya?
The inconsistencies.
Wala. So we couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah. So
and remember that, no? Yung mga, like, yung i-ano tayo ni Kuya Albert sa Viber na parang, 30 seconds to go.
Yes.
I remember those
days.
My gosh.
Yeah, those were the days. Anyway, okay, let's do the birthday blend.
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Ruby, Ivan, and Brian.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And hello to Rich Ann, who says, naalala ko pa yung paminsan-minsan. May nahahagip sa camera ni Chico.
Hi. At paminsan-minsan, may madidinig ka, nagpa-flush ng toilet. Hindi naka-mute.
Classic, Rika.
At yung nagdadabog ng mga pots and pans and plates, si Hazel. Ang ingay. Like, talagang nag-ad-lib tayo, nag-blak, klang, 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 klang. Ay!
Alam mo na may nagbe-breakfast, tapos mag-uhugas na ng mga pinaglutuan.
Sinaslam yung mga pots and pans dun sa counter. Ang ingay-ingay.
Ay, nako.
My God.
Anyway, I think that's it for greets for now.
Yes, that is it for greets.
That is it.
Tumabit.
So, That is eat for greet.
That is eat for greet.
Para ka naman rhyme.
It's got a rhyme.
Speaking of rhymes, here's a tip. If you're going to like make a poem or something, don't rhyme using the same word. Like kunyari, everybody equal. Says equal and then equal. You have to choose another word that rhymes with it.
Oh, my, oh, my,
you know, you know. Here we go. The top 10 my work expertise.
Hey, speaking of Maya, like, in our room, I remember telling you guys that there were these, like, mga bangaw that were flying in the room. I don't know where they came from. Mm. They just randomly appeared as larvae in the room. We found out why.
Why?
There was a dead something.
There was a dead Maya bird outside the window.
God!
It like it was decomposing right next to our aircon and like well underneath so you couldn't see it.
Yikes.
Remember I told you the other time that it started raining maggots in my mom's room?
Because
there was a dead cat.
Oh my god.
Ceiling.
That's terrible.
Like, yung between the roof and the ceiling, dun, namatay siya dun.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It happens.
I was going to say, pa naman kung may mga mysterious bangaw.
Oh,
diba sa,
no.
Sa Amityville Horror?
Oh, no!
Pag nandun yung, you know, yung ganon, yung you know what.
No, but like,
biglang maraming flies
you know what?
Sa window.
I was scared that that was the case. I thought there was like some spirit.
Spirit,
but
no?
When we saw it and then we smelled it.
Tsaka
like,
ano,
okay,
the smell of shiz.
Yikes.
Diba sa Amityville ganon?
Yeah.
They'll smell it. Tas biglang the windows were covered with flies. For
oh
no apparent
god,
reason.
Oh my god, that is so scary!
That's for no apparent reason.
No, because like...
Oh, it's so scary. The
creepy.
Book is infinitely scarier than any of the
oh
movies.
Oh my god.
Read it.
No!
Kasi grabe yung the way the book... Oh my gosh, the book was like amazing.
Yikes.
here we go, thanking Walter Witty for the topic, My Work Expertise. Let's start off with Nudes Antonio.
Number 10.
Mabilis ang alt tab kapag papalapit na si boss. Alt tab ba? Di ba control alt tab?
Well, Windows, I guess.
Pero di ba may control?
I'm not sure. Hindi yata.
Ah, alt tab lang?
To just switch Windows.
Ah, okay. Iba yata iniisip
ko. I don't remember the controls anymore for Windows, yeah. But possibly.
Okay. Yun yung ano eh, no? Yung close tab? Or shift tab?
Parang switch yata.
Switch tabs.
Yeah, to a different tab.
And from Tampupu.
Number 9.
My work expertise, ako lagi ang wagi. Ako ang nagiging pinaka-close sa mga cutie na new hires.
Oh, ikaw yung welcome committee.
Yes. Yung magaling ka mag-welcome ng mga baguhan.
You know, that's actually an asset ah. When you can
it
make
is.
People feel comfortable immediately. Kasi people will gravitate towards you.
Yeah.
I am the complete opposite. Like, I would probably get along with you swimmingly, but not at the start.
Oh my gosh,
I would probably
same.
Be the I would probably be the one na pag new hire ka.
Iilagan mo.
Isipin mo na napakasuplado ko.
Same.
But it's not because I don't like you or it's just that I'm really generally very shy with new people.
Shy and possibly cautious.
Cautious, yeah.
Like, you know, you kind
of want to... combination of both,
you
yeah.
kind of want to get to know them first and...
Before you open up.
Yeah,
yes. I agree. Ganyan talaga ako. Kaya usually, when people meet me for the first time, kasi diba I'm very, like, on air, hello, the way we talk, parang I'm so, like, gregarious and bubbly. And then they meet me and then I'm so quiet. And then they're like, antahimik mo pala. Kasi nga,
yeah.
It takes me a while before... I have to judge the dynamic of that specific group before I start talking. Usually if there's, ito lang, recently, like when we went diving, you know, oh, like immediately, like it took me such a short time before I became comfortable. You know, because I got along with everyone.
Oh, right.
And I started like literally every single person in the group I got along with. Pag kunyari meron isa na medyo... Pag kinausap ko, hindi ako masyado
sinasagot. A little
sinasagot.
Off,
then
maybe.
Then it'll take longer.
Okay.
Kasi nga parang I'm more like, ooh, baka ayaw ako nitong taong to. And that usually clams me up really fast.
Yeah.
And from Maxim the Winter.
Number eight.
My work expertise, kaya kitang tulungang itama ang mga pagkakamali sa buhay mo as an auditor.
Pero ikaw yung kinatatakutan
ikaw
ng mga...
Ikaw yung kinatatakutan.
Ng mga medyo sketchy individuals.
Di ba it was like, parang yun ang pinaka-bad word. Yung, may audit tayo. Like suddenly everyone panics. Because they're the ones who like will make sure that everything is legit.
Actually,
right?
Even if wala ka namang anything sketchy na ginagawa, parang
yeah, nagkamali ka
may
lang.
Konting oo. Panic lang din na what if may makita siya na baka hindi ko naman fault, hindi may na-overlook na something.
Hindi mo naman sadya. Kasi minsan an error is not, it's not because you wanted to do something shady. It's more like, wala, nagkamali ka lang.
An oversight,
right?
Yeah.
And coming from Arabin.
Number seven.
This is basically us. Well, Hazel and I. Kaya kong tapusin ang 1 week worth of work sa isang oras lang. Lalo na kung bukas na ang deadline.
Crammers!
Oh, we are such crammers.
I cannot be a crammer. I cannot be a crammer. What you guys do is fantastic. I cannot.
It's the panic? It's the adrenaline?
It's the adrenaline.
I mean, I can do it, but I feel like I don't get it done as probably as well as you guys would.
FYI, when you played the top 10 stinger, I had 3 entries. Kasi daldalan tayo
ng
daldalan.
Perfect example.
And by the time we started, it was 10 numbered. I'm ready.
Because we also had the greets.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's the time that you
could... Oye, pero like, to engage with you while coming up with the 10 and like, editing and like,
look at her and her ADHD.
It is a talent, I tell you.
I attended a meeting not knowing that I was going to present.
Yeah.
I thought it was a meeting for something else.
Yeah.
I did not realize...
That there was...
that I had to
it
present.
It was that meeting.
And then it turned out I had to present first. But, you know, I managed to...
It's
to
true.
Something.
Kasi parang, I think yung personality namin ni Hazel, kasi nga we're like, that is where we are exactly the same. Diba the general wisdom is that pag marami kang gagawin, gawin mo agad. So, kunyari ako, you give me one task, I will do it in an hour. Give me 1 hour to rest. If you give me 2 tasks, I'll do it in 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
If you give me 3 tasks, I'll do it tomorrow. Which is weird.
I'll sleep it off.
Diba da, but the more the tasks, the earlier you should start.
That's what I do,
nope.
Yeah.
No. I am like the complete, we are so
ako,
the same.
I like to, parang I avoid it. I tend to shut down because it's like, yep. Oh my gosh, there's too many.
And
I don't want to deal with this.
Not just with work. I am exactly like that when I'm stressed about stuff.
Yeah, in general.
In general. It doesn't have to be like a deliverable.
Yeah.
Like the more you give me problems or worries, the more I shut down. And the more that I don't want to face it. O kunyari tayo, Marky, nagkatampuhan tayo, hindi tayo nag-uusap. It's stress na ako. Tapos nag-away kami ni Hazel. Tapos hindi na rin kami nag-uusap. Like the more I will act in a way that will not solve things. Kasi diba, kunyari, naku, dalawa na yung co-host ko na hindi ko kausap. Diba the logic would be, ayusin mo na kay Marky, ayusin mo na kay Hazel, uh-oh, para you go back to normal and then, you know, you can go on, right? The more ako mag-withdraw.
Yeah.
And lalong mag-worsen yung situation. Mm. I tend to hide. I tend to like run away from it.
I used to be like that. I used to be the whole like cramming last minute, but I'd fail. I'd fail in
yun
school.
Lang. Kami kasi we excel.
We thrive.
And then when I started doing things in advance, I'm like, this is the only way I can do this.
Iba talaga.
I mean, I don't have that focus.
Which is a good thing that you discovered what works for you.
At saka ang hirap. Yan, tulad yan. O nagawa ko naman. So next time, like, ano kailangan mo? Kaya ko naman pala. Eh. So I don't need to worry.
But like, for example, if it's something that's super OA na madaming kailangan gawin, like, putting up a theater production, you need to start early.
Yeah,
like I know so many TV actors who come into theater acting thinking this is exactly the same thing. We can go in, not read the script until 1 week before the show, and then just have Código all over the place.
No, pero I think that's where, remember my recurring dream na lagi ko sinasabi, speaking of theater, di ba yun yung recurring dream ko?
Yung hubad?
That, no, no, no. Not that one.
But that one hindi, happens too, I think.
Alam mo yung ano? Hubad.
Alam mo yung ano?
Ay, nakalimutan yung, mo yung wala kang lines.
Yung magsa-start yung dream ko, like, we're already about to go on stage.
Mm.
And then I don't even know what the musical is,
or like
what the songs
to be
are.
Doing.
No, like literally, kunyari being like, oh, we're about to go on stage. The title of the musical you're starring in is Golden Dove Awards. And I'm like, what are the songs? What are the lines? Why am I? I think it's that. It's because I'm so scared.
Like at the back of your mind, you know na parang, this can't go on.
This can't
I
go on.
I have to have like a better system.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's really coming from a lot of that. You know, na hindi ko alam ko ano yung gagawin. Why am I, tsaka nandun yung, why am I even going on stage? I don't know what this production is.
You know what? I think it's that fear of one day being unable to pull through. Like you usually do.
Like, and in a really bonga way.
Oh.
Like
No, I can't.
Ako din.
Hey, I've had a couple of those dreams. Where like, oh my gosh, I have to get on stage and I have to perform.
Tapos you have
zero
knowledge of what it is.
You know what we should ask? Kayla. Because I remember one time Kayla had to take over an entire show in less than a week.
Hindi, pero see, even that, eh, di ba? At least you had a week. No matter how difficult. Ito literally. Imagine mo a new production that you've never heard of. And you're about to go on stage. You're the lead role. You've never heard any of the songs. You've never read any of the scripts. Imagine the panic. Like, why am I going on stage?
You don't know the story.
I don't even know what this is.
Improvise. Yeah.
Right? And then everybody's prepared. Everybody has the songs. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the dialogue.
Oh, gosh.
No, it's like this one actor. This one TV actor.
Stop!
I won't tell you who. Basta he did a production. Or they did a production. Bish, may mga yung script niya nasa table.
Mm.
All over the hands, all over the arms, everywhere.
Para-paraan.
And like, nagbabasa siya. Ginagawa niyo.
Kodigo. My gosh.
You're not good at lipping. Mark is trying to lip the name.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah. Stop. Okay, and you know another recurring dream of mine, 'di ba yung it's not connected, bigla ko lang naalala. Yung ano, like I have to do number 2. Tapos I sit down,
and then
tapos when I realize where I'm sitting, I'm in the middle of the office. I'm in the middle of the mall. I'm the middle of, I guess it's vulnerability?
Maybe.
Right? Because people are not supposed to see that side of you. And I always dream like I'm in the middle. Yung bilang, but wala ako sa banyo?
Again, I guess it's your fear.
It's a fear.
Yeah.
It's weird. Coming from Designer Dad.
Number six.
My work expertise, kaya kitang pakinisin in 2 minutes, guaranteed. Better than any dermatologist.
Oh.
Photoshop.
It's like, how?
Photoshop.
He's a designer.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't need mga diamond peel, mga
laser.
Photoshop.
Yeah.
AI.
Works every time.
From Rhyme and Reason.
Number five.
My work expertise, pahabaan ng sasabihin sa memo, kahit isa lang ang tanong ng management, para wala ng meeting at ibang tanong after.
Aww.
So, magaling siya dun sa, yung parang, pag may tinanong yung boss, iko-cover na niya all the bases.
Yeah.
So that he will leave no room for like,
Follow-up questions.
Like, tackle ko na lahat which para wala na tayong follow up pa after.
Which is great, actually.
Kasi that's smart.
Kasi at least, alam mo yun, malinaw agad.
Yeah. They're productive so that you don't have to go through questions which adds extra time.
Diba sometimes may mga ganun na meeting. Yung parang, okay, meeting is over. Okay, see you guys. Oh, but Hazel Marquis, stick around because, you know, there's more we have to discuss.
Right.
Na tayo lang yung kailangan mag-usap.
Yeah.
So, pag kinover mo na lahat, wala na talaga. That's it.
Ideally, that's how I like to present ideas.
Kompleto na.
Kompleto na. Uh-oh. Like, I don't like workshopping something na parang hindi ko pa rin fully alam what I'm gonna do with it. Or parang may mga questions pa ko. I like presenting it when I know everything about it already.
True. From Queen of Deadma.
Number four.
My work expertise, kaya kong makinig ng BS for 8 hours. Oh, wow. Sana all. Hindi, yung kaya mong in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
Kasi like, TBH, I have such low tolerance.
Minsan na-absorb mo.
Hindi, tsaka ako, hindi ko kaya. Kasi nangingit-ngit ako. I get too affected about these things. Like, yeah. If I know somebody's lying, I can't just like shrug it off.
Mm.
It really upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if it's not about me, ah, yung alam ko lang na somebody's lying through their teeth.
Okay.
Nangigigil ako. Nangigigil talaga ako.
You're 36 years old.
Ay, sabi ko lies eh.
No lies detected.
Yeah. Hindi ko kaya talaga pag lie. Buti na lang truth teller ka.
How about this? You're 35 years old.
Ay, that's a lie. OA na yun. OA na yun, Marky. Huwag ganun. I'm 36.
Hindi naman kailangan magpabata. Oo. 36.
Ayun na, ayoko yun. Yung magbibigay ng fake age. You should be proud. Look at me. I'm proud to be mid-30s. Alam mo, you know what? F it. I'm late 30s.
Approaching late 30s.
Hindi, diba? Parang early is 30 to 35. Late is...
Early, 30 to 34. 30
to 34. 35. 35. You know? 36. Mid, tapos 36 to, ano, is...
Wait, no. Late. 39. Is mid-35 lang?
No,
or
it's...
34 to 36
ano,
mid?
Pag sinabi mo early 30s, 30 to 33. No. I think mid would be 34 to 30.
No, I would prefer late because I'm never mid.
Pero late na talaga is 37 to 39.
Eh, I'm not late din eh.
Oo nga, you're never late.
Early 30s. Kasi I'm not mid. And I'm never
you're
late.
You're never late.
So early 30s. Okay, fine. If you insist. Kasalanan niyo pa.
Ay, nako.
From Genshin Impacto.
Number three.
My work expertise, kaya kong akitin si boss. Para ma-promote ako or to get a raise. Kaya nga, work expert tease.
Ooh.
He's an expert at teasing.
Oh.
Hello, boss. I think I need a promotion. I think I need a raise.
Pero buti kung hanggang tease lang nadadaan mo. Kasi the problem
true.
With that is, you know, when you tease, sometimes the other party expects more.
Yung follow up.
Oh,
follow through.
Na, follow through.
They expect the follow through. Mm. And people don't enjoy just teasing.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang like, okay, you gave me the first chapter. Where's the rest?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. From Mike Ferrer.
Number two.
My work experience, I am very observant and socially aware. If you need any dirt, information about any of the staff, PM and bribery is the key.
Fantastic. Good to know.
I can give you the dirt. May nakaaway ka? And you want bala?
Oh, wow.
Ask me. Pero ang lagay eh.
May lagay.
May lagay.
Yes.
And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
My work expertise comes from Krister.
Krister says,
my work expertise, my trainings are 70% learning, 20% dog show, 10% chismis. Para masaya, di ba? Like, alam mo, but majority is still training.
But keeps it interesting.
But
it
does. You sprinkle it here and there with a little bit of dog show, a little bit of chismis. Pare, ano, nakakatuwa. Did you see? Apparently, it's not that new. Pero ngayon ko lang nakita sa timeline ko. The thing that Viola Davis posted about the Philippine classroom.
The teacher.
Merong student na, oh, we gotta watch. I want you to watch it after. Kumakanta yung student. Uh-huh. Tapos yung teacher... This was in a class, ah. Like, tawang-tawa si teacher, si akla teacher na like he was living for it. Uh-huh. And binivideo yung reaction niya to how the girl was singing, okay, the student. And the way the class was reacting. Tapos yung parang caption ni Viola, parang the teacher, the students, the ganyan, yung parang like love, parang uh-huh, ganun. Basta like, it's a Filipino classroom. Super
cool.
Cute. And I was like so surprised. And it's, ano ha, like, it's her reel.
Oh, wow.
She posted it on her Instagram.
Ooh.
And it was just so,
cute. I saw that, yeah.
Kala ko parang stories or something. Hindi, ano, actual reel. But there you go, the top 10 My Work Expertise. We've got another batch coming right up. If you want to join us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My Work Expertise in all your posts.
Only here on The Monster.
Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster, RX93.1. Time to check out the Hollywood Weekend Box Office for March 22 to 24, 2024. There's a new number one, and it's Ghostbusters Frozen Empire with $45.2 million in its opening weekend. This stars
it just opened.
Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd, or is that Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Bill Murray is in it as well. McKenna Grace and Emily Allen Lind. So, yes.
The original.
Number one.
Yeah. This was, you know, I find this IP so fascinating because ang gulo na no universe nila. Because remember, like, there was the original, the one with Dan, Bill, and Harold, the late Harold Ramis. And, tas diba, there was the all-female one, and then there's the one with the kids, and then, like, ang dami na niyang versions, but I think they're all still staying in the same universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how they try to navigate the entire IP.
I actually don't remember watching any Ghostbusters movie.
That was iconic.
In full.
The one with Sigourney Weaver, diba? The original.
Yeah. I may have seen like bits and pieces like on TV, but I don't think I've ever fully watched a Ghostbusters movie. But anyway,
really?
There you go.
I
that's
love
number one.
Ghostbusters. I think I'm going to go watch it.
Number two is Dune Part 2 with $17.6 million to add to its $233.4 million total.
It is now officially a billion-dollar franchise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations.
And number three is last week's number one, Kung Fu Panda 4 with $16.8 million, taking its total gross to $133.2 million in the U.S. Number four, another new movie. This one I want to watch, Immaculate. This stars Sydney Sweeney. It's a scary movie. It's major religious /
Yes. What's it called? Sorry?
Immaculate. It's Sydney Sweeney with Benedetta Porcaroli, Simona Tabasco.
Yeah. This is very controversial.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Ah.
How so?
They're saying it's...
Kasi nga, it's about an American... It's about a nun.
It's verging on blasphemous, they say. No. Well, at least the ones who don't like. I don't know what it's about,
okay,
but...
Okay,
I've
let's read
seen
the,
a lot of...
I want to check
okay,
this
so
out.
Okay, so it says, an American nun embarks on a new journey when she joins a remote convent in the Italian countryside. However, her warm welcome quickly turns into a living nightmare when she discovers her new home harbors a sinister secret and unspeakable horrors.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen photos from the movie. It's creepy. Very creepy. So, I want to watch it. Number five, Arthur the King. Last week's number three was $4.3 million. Immaculate has $5.4 million in its opening weekend. And let's just add another new movie at number six because this one's also really interesting. It's called Late Night with the Devil with $2.8 million in its opening weekend. So, I searched it. And I was like, but mukhang luma. Kasi yun pala, it's, okay, so basically it says, a live television broadcast in 1977 goes horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms.
You know why this is funny?
Why?
Their opening day, official to ha? Their official opening day box office, $666,666.
Shut up. No way.
Exactly.
For real?
For real.
That's crazy.
That's so creepy. That's so scary.
It's on X. I don't know if it's real, but that's what it says. It's legit yung nagpost na it earned yung, supposedly.
That one, the...
Late night with the devil.
Not immaculate. Ito, yung late night with the devil. Parang $666,666.
Which looks like an interesting movie as well. But let's go back to the number one movie na lang. Kasi I'm getting...
creeped out.
creeped out. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Magdadala ba tayo ng freezer sa trip natin?
Alam mo, we should.
Like a cooler.
We should. We really should.
Kasi ang dami nating...
Hey, I'm bringing one.
We need one because, well... So we can bring ice. Because, diba, si Baby Whale yung dadala niya, mga luto na.
Luto na, yeah.
Tapos, we also need for yung mga, ano natin, frozen stuff na bibili natin, especially for breakfast.
Exactly.
More music only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Let's start off with some greets.
Good morning to Kitty Kuting, who says, yung YouTube app nyo na Baby Chico is giving a tutorial on how to say sorry. Crack me up, though I had fever and pharyngitis. Thank you, guys. Oh, hope you're feeling better.
Oh, get well soon.
Hello to Yontifian, who says, regarding audit, actually, kahit hindi mo sinadya, minsan they'll find something na hindi kayo sumunod sa compliance, and violations mean money. Kaya audit season gets people super tensed. She also says, speaking of J-Lo, since you played J-Lo, I watched The Making, yung greatest love story never told.
Natapos
naman daw niya. Umabot siya sa ending. Hinahanap ko yung final product. Iba palang film pa yung nakatulugan ko yung This Is Me Now.
Yes.
Next time na lang daw niya ulit bibigyan ng chance. I mean, congratulations, you got through one, I guess.
Nakakatawa, yung mas nagustuhan niya yung behind the scenes. Kasi yung actual product.
Ayun yung din yung hindi ko natapos the actual product. Hello to John Paolo, who says, ngayon pa lang, I'm picking kung aling concert fan meet ang pupuntahan ko sa June. IU Twice or Bang Yadam? Pero isa lang ang sigurado, traffic, sabi ni John Paolo. Oh, for sure. Hello to Bon. And so happy that streaming is now okay.
Yay!
Yay, that's great news. Hello to Angeli. And also saying hello to Gigi. And good morning to Juice Blank, who sent us the Viola Davis reels.
Yon,
hello to Coco Hernandez as well. And sabi ni Coco, shocks, di pa rin comfortable si Chico. Tahimik pa rin siya after decades when I meet him. Sabi niya, haha, actually ako yung tahimik. Ay, pareho ko yung tahimik.
Hindi, si Coco, ano na, like, I'm comfortable with Coco.
Ano na yan? Comfortable silence na yan.
Oo.
I think it goes both ways.
True.
Both, like, especially if you're both introverts.
Ayun, yun pati. Oo.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know you're comfortable with each other, but then there's just a part of you that's, doesn't feel like you want to get comfortable at every given moment.
Then, like, for example, yeah, I'd probably be quiet. Pero like, pag, if Coco asks me something or something, then, you know, there's no discomfort.
I mean, yeah. Yeah,
kunyari, mag-bring up siya ng something, pwede kami magkwentuhan. You know what I mean?
True.
As opposed to yung kakamit ko lang talaga. Yun, meron talagang
that's something else.
Warm-up period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember like with Chico, it took a really long time before he got very comfortable with me.
Yeah. I just have to... this is something kasi it's very clear kung kailan yung delineation. Yung delineation ng acquaintance and then, hindi, friends na kami nito.
Yeah, because like, I remember that one time, like I was driving and then I saw Chico and I'm like, hoy, wanna ride?
Yon.
Yes.
That was my reveal yourself ka.
Accidental reveal.
Yes, and instead of sitting in the seating,
in the
passenger seat, came and sat.
Hello to Nadia. Anyway,
very ano ko Gen Z sabi ko ano? I'm seated.
Oh, you're seated.
I'm
huh?
seated.
You're seated.
Sabi ni Nadia, pwedeng magpabelated birthday greet from Baby Chico, hoping hindi maging kasing akaw ang actual baby ko. Ano yung akaw?
Akaw.
Takaw. Ako lang eh, aka W.
Anong name niya?
Hoping hindi maging kasing ako ang actual baby ko. But cheers to you guys from Nadia. Siya, si Nadia.
Nadia.
Pabelated birthday greet daw from baby Chico.
Happy birthday naman kay Nadia. Happy, happy birthday. Sana lagi na lang maganda yung birthday mo.
At parang on the verge of tears si baby Chico. Inaano ko ba namin, baby Chico?
Miaway niyo ako eh.
So, ako, wala akong ginagawa. Nananahimik ako dito. Maxim says, hello, okay. Bogsitanes, sabi niya, 36-year-old na nagsisika?
Bakit ba?
Oo.
What?
Ano lang yan? Pinalaki ng lola, kaya alam niya yung siga-siga.
Hindi, ano lang tayo? Uy, bawal na magsiga. Antay, ano yan? Clean Air Act, yeah.
Yes.
Anti-siga.
Hi to Eric, and hello to everybody at the Globe Tower, says Eric. Because Miel says good morning to Jom, and Arian says good morning from Fukuoka.
Oh.
Hoping to see sakuras this week. Sakuras.
Oh, so nice. I would like to see that too.
I know.
We're planning on putting, ano, yung Palawan cherry blossoms.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
We're already telling the supplier to give us a couple of trees.
Love that.
Pero and mga ano pa daw, mga 5 years after you plant it.
Before it actually
starts blooming. So.
Ay, bilisan naman ng 5 years when you think about it.
Super.
Yeah, so anyway, there you go. That's it for the text line.
And on X, let's greet a legal millennial. Good morning to my lovely wife, Antoinette Yu. Happy Monday, everyone. Kiko Man Machine says, tawang-tawa ako sa nganga ni Chico.
Si Lola, may nganga. Next level na yan, ha?
Hindi kasi.
Diba yung nganga?
Before, such a big
you
thing.
Spit it out.
Tobacco.
Pero di ko gets, bakit?
Diba sa ano, like, remember how like baseball players
yeah.
in the U.S.? It even recently... Even until recently, it was a big thing. It was their thing.
Kaya chewing tobacco?
Oh, chewing tobacco.
Hindi ba gum yung inaano nila?
No, it's tobacco.
In Norway, we have something.
It's really like a thing with baseball
but
players.
But ours isn't chewing tobacco. It's called snus. It's in little pouches.
You loose?
Snus, you loose. Yeah. It's in little pouches and you stick it right underneath your lip and your gums.
Oh.
So that's why if you see a lot of Scandinavians, they have receding
parang
gums.
Receding gums. Oh.
But instead of smoking, they
I
just put
that.
It like they put it right in between their lip and their
oh
gums.
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah. But it's really, really
that
like
that can't be healthy.
It's not healthy for the gums, but it's healthier than cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Cause you're not burning.
Kasi alam ko yung ano rin, diba? That's also lungs. Not good for your health yung tobacco, chewing tobacco.
Yeah, for sure. And saying hi to Tom on Bard. Good morning, TMR. Going to work, saw these jeepney signs. Basta driver, sweet lover. Badya lang po sa umaga. Plus, Lord, please give me patience right now. I remember a past TMR episode, you were asking which are top jeepney signs.
Yeah.
Saying hi to Juice Blank. Finally started Shogun last night and done episode 4.
So good.
Maganda po. I can't stop watching. Super. I really want to get into it.
Super!
But I'm watching that new show now, the 3 days or something. Three.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's a Netflix one.
Yeah. It's actually interesting. I started the first episode. It starts off in China, propaganda, where they're not allowed to talk about physics. And they wear a dunce cap and then they get beaten to death. If they don't.
What's the title?
Yeah. Basically, well, it goes into like how it was in the past.
The third something.
The third. Three body problem.
Ayan pala.
Three body
oh,
problem.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's
I mean, I did watch it.
I've heard so many good things about it.
Okay.
So I watched the first episode and I got into it, but I didn't get to finish more than that. So let me know if you guys have started. That's it for greets.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Walter Witty for the topic, My Work Expertise. Let's start off with Arabin.
Number 10.
Kaya kong gawin ang lahat ng ginagawa mo. Kaya huwag kang umasta na irreplaceable at indispensable ka. Well, they say nobody's indispensable.
True. Yeah. Everything can be learned.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, like, for example, us, as radio personalities, maybe nobody can do exactly what I do, But somebody could supply something different.
True.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Even if hindi naman nila ma-replicate exactly, let's say you have a very unique kind of content. But that doesn't mean that somebody can't fill the void with something else.
Right.
So even if you supply oranges, if they take you out, then somebody can just supply apples. You know what I mean? So
in
the end, yeah, nobody really is indispensable. Coming from Maxim De Winter.
Number 9.
Kahit nakatulala lang ako maghapon, natatapos ko pa din yung deliverables ko on time.
Wow!
Look at you!
At may time pang manood ng Please.
Di ba? Mm-hmm. At ano, leave
at
ng leave. At
lumipad ng Korea.
I guess, you know, it's like one of those, I can do this with my eyes closed kind of thing.
Ang feeling ko rin marami kasi siyang motivation.
Oo.
Di ba? To get things done.
Dami kasing gustong pagkagastos.
Exactly.
And from Designer Dad.
Number 8.
My work expertise, magaling kami manghuli ng mga edited and manipulated images. Di nyo kami maloloko. Okay, Designer Dad, can you tweet us? What do you think of the Princess Catherine video? Yeah, from a designer point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi there's a lot of talk about like, it's her, it's not her.
Yeah.
So from a professional designer's point
wait,
of view.
Wait, what's this?
No, remember she came out, she finally came out with the video. And of course, like half are saying, see, you know, all you conspiracy theorists, you know.
Like, leave her alone.
Leave her alone. She's trying to get better. And then there's the other half who are like, oh, it's easily AI. It's not, they got it from 7 years ago where she was wearing exactly the same top and exactly the same hair. Pati yung curls pareho. So, they were saying they took that image and put it into AI. So from Designer Dad's point of view, what do you think? Because, you know, we're laymen. We can't tell.
I didn't know that. Hey.
We don't know the tells. Because there are tells here for manipulated images. From The Jedi Master.
Number 7.
My work expertise, BS detector. Kaya ko mag-acknowledge ng false praises and file it away for future reference.
Ooh.
I mean, I'll take it. I'm not going to call you out right there, but I know you're faking it. I know you're BSing me, but I will file it. Ah.
Like in due
this
time.
This one, I will not trust you. And I super get that though. Yung hindi mo sila iko-call out at that moment.
Parang, sige, papalusutin kita
today. Yes. Yeah. Pero hindi ka nakalusot, FYI.
Don't think na naloko mo ko.
Mm-mm. And from Nudes, Antonio.
Number 6.
My work expertise, I'm very resourceful. May dalawang keyboards ako. One for work and one for my phone. Yung akala nila, nagtatype ako for work. Pero yung totoo, nagtatype ako sa phone ko using my Bluetooth keyboard para chumika. So nagtatype ka. So
pero
they see you typing.
Iba yung tinatype mo, chismis.
It's chismis, not work.
Talino.
Galing, ah.
Learning from the best now.
I know, right? I don't know if that's the greatest thing that you can be the best at. Cheating at work. But, from Mike Ferrer.
Number 5.
My work expertise, magaling ako magturo. Not teach, but more of if something goes wrong, I can point my finger on who to blame. Magturo to point.
As in like, yeah.
Yeah. So, ano ka? Pointing fingers.
Marunong, magaling magpasa ng blame.
Yes, exactly. And from Queen of Deadma.
Number 4.
My work expertise, kahit tulog na ako, nagtatype pa rin sa keyboard yung mga kamay ko. So gibberish na yung tinatype, pero nagtatype pa rin. At nagdidinig mo yung clackety-clack-clack-clack-clack-clack.
Clack. Oh,
pero tulog na siya.
Clack-clack.
Tapos pag ginising mo pa na, sorry.
That's kind of crazy.
To type while sleeping.
Muscle memory.
And you know how like those lizard tails pag naputol, nagsasquirm pa rin.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of, nung on my way here, like sa lobby area, may lizard. Mm. As in may moment ako, butike! May ganun akong moment. Kasi sumabay siya sa akin. Nung pagbukas ko ng door, biglang, buti na lang, hindi naman ako na gapangan. Pero alam mo yon.
What if hindi ginapangan pero tinalunan?
Stop. Oh my God, no.
It lands on your
what
cleavage.
A nightmare. Hindi, nasa floor naman siya.
Hindi nga, for kunyari from the ceiling. Ayoko, ano ko? Tapos bilang, plup.
Naka-jacket pa naman ako. No, parang ako na-shoot siya sa... Ah!
Wala off! Tapos you could feel it squirming.
Shut up!
Tapos hindi mo siya matanggal. Tapos nakakapit na siya sa'yo.
Or hindi ko pa nakita na butike. And then be like, parang may gumagalaw.
I have a friend. Pumasok siya. Parang uncomfortable nung shoe ko today. Parang, yun nga, parang there's something uncomfortable about it. So, whole day. Tapos, akala niya it's the shoe. Baka there was something wrong. Pag uwi niya sa bahay, after an entire day ha, so travel plus the 8 hours at work, pag tanggal niya ng sapatos niya, may ipis na buhay. And buhay pa.
Oh my God.
So, naipit, alam mo yun, naipit siya dun sa... The whole time. Naipit siya dun sa shoe.
Yuck.
And the whole time, nagsastruggle yung ipis sa loob ng sapatos niya.
Ugh.
And it ran.
Oh my gosh.
That's hard.
Diba? It's so gross.
And it survived? Oh my gosh, these ipises, they're survivors. They
and she was like freaking out. And she didn't know how to like wash her feet 100 times.
Kasi dinin siya. Naman siya.
I don't know kung may socks siya, siguro.
Oh my God.
Kaya, kasi kung walang socks, baka naramdaman
baka
mo yun.
Naman. Na parang,
kasi ma-prickly yun eh, the legs.
Speaking of survivors, I was told about a situation that happened. There's this guy who apparently has been traveling around the world without using boarding passes or buying tickets.
How?
He goes, I don't know, somehow gets inside the airport.
Parang paano yun? Hirap naman. May immigration.
He gets inside the airport or something.
Filipino?
No, he's from the States.
Okay.
Like, no, not to other countries. But, sorry, travels around the U.S.
Okay.
Kasi walang immigration, di ba?
Right.
Through.
Like so from one state to another.
What he would do is would take photos of boarding passes of people. And you know how he got caught?
How?
Like what he does, he takes a photo of the boarding pass, he goes into the airplane, and then he goes inside the bathroom. Inside the lavatory. This time, he went to the lavatory, the plane took off, he got outside, fully booked yung flight.
Wala na siyang seat.
Nahuli siya. And then, that's when they found out that he's been traveling a lot by just taking photos of boarding passes.
Oh my God.
Like,
pero ang dami niya nang nalusutan, ha?
Yeah.
That's happened to Baby Whale. Pag maglilipad na sila, di ba? Tapos, there was this old lady who was standing up. So, nilapitan niya.
Oh.
Sabi niya, La, ano pong seat ninyo? Hindi, okay lang. Tatayo na lang ako. Parang,
oh
alam mo yung ginawang bus.
Oh my
tapos,
God!
Tapos, they discovered she missed her flight the day before. So she thought to like pasimple, eh yun nga, fully booked. She would
so
have like
what happened?
Of course they had to offload her. She can't ano yan, may sasabi.
No, but like buti hindi pa sila nakalipad.
Hindi pa kasi nga nakatayo siya, wala siyang uupuan.
Right.
Tapos ano niya parang like, "Hindi, okay lang ako dito, tatayo na lang ako."
It doesn't work that way.
It does not work that way, oh, not on boy. A plane. It's dangerous.
Oh my God.
Diba? Pwede siya sumubs, and
hello?
Especially at her age. And even if, kunyari like a bus, there would be younger people who would be willing to give her their seat. Hindi rin pwedeng tumayo, no matter how fit you are. Bawal kang nakatayo during takeoff and landing. There's no just, and plus, the ticket was expired. You know, if you miss your flight, you miss your flight.
That is diba? True.
And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number three.
My work expertise, I'm the varsity player and activity volunteer. Marunong maglaro para sa sports fest at mag-perform during company presentations. During events, para ma-excuse sa regular work hours at mabawasan na rin ang workload. At plus points ka pa kay boss. Alam mo yung when you're very active with the non-work aspect of work, yung mga extracurricular, yeah, I mean, you get plus points for that.
Yeah.
And from Al Macchiato,
Number two.
My work expertise, true story, as the only Asian in my office, I'm apparently in charge of all Asian festivities, like Chinese New Year. Kahit, wala naman ako alam dun. I represent all of Asia daw kasi.
That's horrible.
So paano pag, ano yung sa ano? Sa Indian?
Diwali?
Hindi ba iba daw ang pag-pronounce? Deepa Valley?
Parang oh. Ganun.
That's how you pronounce it daw eh. Somebody tweeted us before.
Deepa Valley?
Parang ganun. Parang hindi siya Diwali. Basta something. So even yung mga ganun, yung mga, I don't know, ano ba yung mga
wala kang alam dun.
I know, right? But since you're the only Asian, better you than the others.
True.
At least you're there. Para ano, remember like in Drag Race, there was an Asian contestant who did the accent. The Chinese accent. And it was very controversial because it's like, if you're Asian, are you allowed? Because obviously, if non-Asians were to do it, people might think you're making fun of the whole Chinese accent. But, you know, he is Chinese. Well, he's Taiwanese. So technically...
Yeah.
Diba? Parang tayo. If we make fun of the Filipino accent, we do the whole thick Pinoy accent kind of... You know the accent that Amboys use when they try to, you know, poke fun at the Filipino accent? Oh, they obviously, because it's our language. So,
in the same way that, you know, when... African Americans do the black scent, diba?
The black scent, yeah.
Why is it allowed? Like, for example, when Maya did her Snatch Game character and she was like, ano yun character niya? Someone's cousin, right? Yung over, yung as an exaggerated yung black scent niya doon.
Because she's black, she can do it.
Exactly. So nobody Asian, was like, complaining.
Pero yun nga, pwede ko, yeah, because, you know, Nymphia was, I mean, is Chinese. Eh, paano kunyari, Asian pero hindi Chinese. You're not allowed.
Like Manila. Manila did that in season 3, remember?
All right. O paano pag ganun?
What was the
general
Asian.
What's the general call on that? Was it frowned upon or did you get a free pass?
Well, at the time kasi it wasn't like, you know, like as now. Big a deal as it is now.
Ito nga Chinese si Nymphia. I mean Taiwanese, but even si LaRue were very careful, right?
And like the thing is Nymphia is Taiwanese and she lives in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Well, she lived most of her life there. So
and you know, like her relatives probably talk like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't know. And the
top entry number one.
My work expertise comes from Antuking Arthur.
Antuking Arthur says,
kaya kong makipagtrabaho sa dalawang magkaaway na office mates without involving myself sa bangayan nila. Oh, that is a skill. To be able to work with like rivals or yung all out nag-aaway.
Ikaw yung mediator?
Kahit hindi mediator.
Kahit wala ka nang gagawin. Basta...
Pero kaya mo na parang, eh, bahala kayo. Kunyari, kayong dalawa ni Marky magkaaway. Ah, basta kaya, ako kaya kung makipagtrabaho sa inyo. Kayo mahirapan. And without being included. Or
right.
Pulled into the fight.
Without taking sides.
Without taking sides. And that is
it's
quite a skill.
It's a skill. But also, it gets old after a while.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? Kahit sabihin mo pa na, oh, I'm not affected. The energy will affect you at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
And meron kang, oh, I'm over this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wala nang joy. Nakakaalis ng joy dun sa ginagawa mo.
True.
Yeah.
So there you go. The top 10, my work expertise. If you want to join us, we do have a couple more batches left, but we will be on Facebook Live.
Yes, please join us. Facebook.com/RX931. Also YouTube Live and Twitch TV RX931 for both. More music on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
That we are, so join us also on YouTube and Twitch. Good morning to everybody in the comment section, all the early birds like Tim, Rafaela, Jose, Mario, Lila Boy, Sheila, and Emerson. Good morning to Rhyme and Reason, and also saying hello to Mommy Kathy from Tagaytay. Hi to John Paolo, who enjoyed that new Lola Moore song we played a while ago. Hello to Melai, and also saying good morning to Yon Tifian, who says the worst workmates yung nagpapasa ng blame tapos credit grabber. Hi to Edric Hintz, and Edric Hintz says Chico on nga nga and tungkod. yung meme ni Plain Jane, Mama, kudos for saying that.
For spilling.
For spilling.
Yan. Dapat kompleto. Mama, kudos for saying that. For spilling.
For spilling.
Di ba may ganun siyang tono?
Yes, actually, honestly talaga, for me, Plain has yung trajectory ni Plain from like, yung nagigigil ka sa kanya to
sobra.
Endearing.
To loving.
Diba?
I love Plain Jane. Like, this is the first time I'm fully rooting for a quote-unquote contrabida from the start of the season. And yeah. She turned into someone that you really
adorable,
adore.
No? Right. Also saying good morning to Missy. Good morning, Missy. Hello to Dance, who says hello to his elder sister, Dainty Laika from Denmark. Hello to Cyril and Mark Enriquez, Renz. Elmer Velasco says, parang is from a fruit of a variety of pine. Di ko lang sure kung ano-ano yung kasama.
Kapag I thought it was tobacco.
Ginangata ng mga matatanda. Nakikita ko dati yung mga lola ko na nagnganganga.
Oh, you're right. It's betel nut juice.
Yes.
It's betel nut.
Betel nut. Sabi rin ni Butter Baby.
Betel nut is nganga. Oo nga.
Betel nut juice.
Sorry. Betel nut.
And hello to Carmina. Thank you for tuning in. That's it for the text line.
Yan yung bagong movie ni Beetlejuice.
Beetle.
Pero sa X, pinalabas. On X, let's say hi to a few more people. Mitch Tan says, can I request a belated birthday greeting for gamer model Rogine De Los Reyes? Or Rogine? I think it's Rogine.
Rogine.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Rogine.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Rogine.
Happy birthday, Rogine. Hi to Vixen, who says, finally able to buy a radio to listen again live, not via podcast. Miss the good vibes. Thanks for locking in. Butter Baby says, Alma truly Asia ka naman pala.
Yeah,
Alma,
si Alma Macchiato.
Alma Macchiato. Saying hi to Kiko Man Machine, hi to Jay Bessa, and that's it for greets.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Walter Witty, my work expertise. Let's start off with Avi CJ.
Number 10.
Kaya kitang i-curse. Kahit hindi kita i-chismis o siraan sa iba. Sa isip ko pa lang, durug na ang pagkatao mo. Okay.
You know, when I was younger, feeling ko, mas malupit ako mag-isip. In terms of like, alam mo yung pag when someone makes me angry, as in like, the way that I would like, picture them in my head na mas medyo violente.
As you get older,
I don't know.
It tones
I feel
down.
Like, yeah, definitely. By a lot.
You start to understand.
By a lot.
Understand
and also, you don't wanna, parang
hindi mo pa, a certain way.
Hindi mo pa gets yung ano before na even if nasa thoughts mo lang siya na it's bad. And it also affects
creates,
you.
Yeah. It has an effect on you.
Yes.
Diba?
So, I think as you get older, you realize na, alam mo yun, may mga bagay na not even worth it.
Ang favorite ko talaga yung ano, yun nga, yung parang hatred or resentment or whatever negative thought is like acid in a container, it eats away at the container, and you are the container.
Yikes.
So if you carry all these negative thoughts, anger, resentment, envy, hate,
that's bad.
It's bound.
It could make you sick.
It can make you
like
sick.
Like physically.
Yes.
For real.
I am 3,100,000% agree. My pet peeve. 100,000,000%.
Well,
agree.
That's true. Ever since I started to be a little bit more lenient on these troll haters online.
True.
Life's been
true.
So much easier.
Right? Yeah.
It's just been like, okay, let's block them, get them out of sight, out of mind, move on. Like the worst I'll do is send them a message before blocking them saying like, why you gotta be such a douchebag? But nothing like too hateful, just like.
And then let it go.
I let it go, block, done, over. But, you know, before when we used to attack back, Kamini Hazel, I guess it was something that was a little bit more spiteful that turned into toxicity inside.
True.
So if you let it go, life gets better.
Mama, kudos for saying that.
For spilling.
For spilling.
But honestly, just think of yourself. Think of your own health. Diba?
True.
Na parang, okay, this isn't good for me.
It's not good for you.
Let me just flush it out of my system.
It doesn't make what they did any right, any more correct. And it doesn't mean that you're letting it go. Yeah. But for your sake...
Tsaka they're the ones spewing hate. So sila din yung...
Magre-reap.
Yeah, sila din yung makakakuha nun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And coming from Sophia.
Number nine.
My work expertise, mag-aya ng teammates to get bubble tea after lunch. Ah, wala. Damay-damay sa calories.
This is funny because that's what happens in the office, especially in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Beth, if you're listening... Ah! Si Beth yung parang biglang magtatanong na lang, we'll go around and like... You wanna order blank? Tapos naka-ready na siya. Kasi mag-order na siya. So ready na to take like other people's orders.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Well, kasi let's be honest, sometimes on your own, maybe you wouldn't have. But because everybody else is ordering, you're kind of like...
To be fair, ako pala yung ano, medyo BI. Kasi ako yung pagdating ko, daladala ko na yung like... I bought a drink from somewhere.
Yeah.
And then, yung medyo maiingit sila. And they're like, ay, sino yung order? Lang sila gets. Na yung order.
Gets. And coming from Queen of Deadma.
Number eight.
Na-master ko na ang dumating sa office between grace period 8 to 8.05 a.m. Para hindi late.
GP!
Like, technically, kaya ko naman, kung kaya kong dumating between 8 to 8.05, kaya ko na naman dumating before 8. But for some reason... She wants to land in the 8 to 8.05 grace period. Parang feeling mo kasi nakadaya
ka. Nakadaya ka ng ilang minutes. And pag in-add mo yun for the whole week, marami-rami din yun.
Oo. Oh, oh, diba?
So, but good for you kung yung grace period walang
naman.
Deduction, diba?
That's true. And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number seven.
The Time Traveler. Magaling mag-ubos ng oras dahil sa mga in-between work activities tulad ng paglalakad pabalik ng cubicle, pag-aayos ng workstation, o pagkatapos ng shift, at proper spacing ng assignments na dapat hindi mapansin. So basically, managing your time,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're very good at that, it makes life so much easier. Totoo naman yun. Pero kasi easier said than done. It's not really something, unless ganun ka na-raise, I mean, you grew up doing that, it's hard. It's not easy.
True.
Mahirap siya.
Not easy.
Coming from Antuking Arthur.
Number six.
My work expertise, you get your promotions and commendations from the higher bosses, not because you're working great, but it's because you have a hardworking and awesome subordinate in me. Kumbaga, you're not the one who's gunning for the top spots. But you're going to be the great support for the people who are.
And you're essential, huh?
You're essential. So, yeah. Hindi man ikaw yung magiging boss. So, supportahan mo naman yung tao na could become boss.
Mm.
Right? And in the same way, although wala ka namang aspirations, that'll benefit you.
True.
Kasi kung naging...
Pag naging boss na yung sinuportahan mo.
Yung sinuportahan mo, magiging... You'll have a say.
Good shot ka. Oh.
And from Jedi Master.
Number five.
I can act like a lost puppy in order to extract crucial information about office gossip. I can pretend I'm not really interested, which makes people feel comfortable telling me. Kasi pag atat na atat ka, then they're like, why? Are you going to use it to your advantage? Are you going to twist what I tell you? Are you going to spread it? Eh, pag feeling mo parang, hindi nga siya interesado eh. O di sige, sa kanya ko sasabihin. Diba? Parang you're more
comfortable. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
That works. That really works. And for Maxim the Winter.
Number four.
My work expertise, kaya kong pakialaman yung trabaho ng iba kahit di ko pa tapos yung sa akin.
Bakit ka nakiki nangangapit bahay? Di ba dapat you should work on your task?
I mean, then you want a break.
Sino yun na drag queen ulit? Sinin Fia ba?
Ay, yung going around all
the
time.
The one who goes around
Speaking
all the time.
Of, si Edric Jens, meron siyang ano sa atin, pinasa na niya sa atin. Si Marky, plain Jane. Walang explanation. Si Chico, Safira, very mother. Si Hazel, si Nymphia, kunyari di niya alam, kunyari di magaling, pero OIC. Ah, parang never know. Parang hindi naman accurate. Hindi, ano, sige.
Si Hazel, si ano, si Maya.
Parang
gagging.
Ang comment dito, Maya hindi magiging magandang evaluation. Kasi parang drunk evaluations pa naman this week. So,
ay, hindi. Ikaw ang Safira.
Maya, hindi tayo maggugustuhan ano siguro.
Oh, sige, sige. Hindi kasi, okay, fine. Hindi kasi Maya. Si ano ka? Si Megami.
Shut up! Ew! I'm not. I'd rather be Morphine. I love Morphine,
pwede
by the way.
Morphine.
My
I
gosh.
I like Morphine too.
Pero hindi
I'm
pwede
like...
kasi si Morphine medyo may pagka-clueless si Morphine.
Actually,
eh. But she's adorable.
Hindi ka rin kasi Nymphia eh.
Hindi rin. Because I'm not the type na I would pretend not to be good at something and then surprise you na I'm great pala. I will tell you that I'm great at something and follow through.
Sino yung mga una na natanggal ulit? I forgot the first
couple. That's a tough
couple.
One. That is a tough one.
Who are the first?
Hindi naman ako Safira because I'm not the type na...
Na motherly.
Let me help you.
Oo nga, oo nga.
Parang bala ka kung may problem. Kung di mo kaya eh, sorry ka.
Ang swak talaga, Marky as plain
Marky
Jane.
As plain
Marky
Jane.
Marky as plain Jane.
That is
And
like,
I am happy with that. Like, you can make fun of me about being diabetic and I'd stress out and get angry at you, but plain Jane, I'm G.
Yeah, we Sabi love plain
George,
Jane.
Baka Dawn, subtle shade, hindi rin.
Hindi
I'm
rin
not
eh.
very Dawn.
No, Dawn is hateable. Sorry, I don't like Dawn.
Baka Q.
Sorry, loser! Pwede, not Oscar.
Tas magaling. Legit magaling.
Pero sorry, loser.
Sorry, loser.
Uy, yung ako, yung ano, would be Q.
Yung pagsabi ko na, love you, Hazel. Tas ikaw parang,
undeserved. I'm rooting for Mother Safira. Pero yeah, I don't identify with Mother Safira.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
Ito totoo to ha. For a lot of Filipinos working abroad, even if English is not my mother tongue, I end up being the best speller and grammar checker in an office full of white people. Or kahit hindi na white. I mean, like of native English speakers.
I guess, yeah.
It's so true.
That's true talaga.
Sobra, like, we are, you know, to be honest, it's our second language, not our first. But it's not being shady.
I guess
we are really better at grammar than the ones who were actually born in the United States.
Because it's our second language. It's studied.
That's true.
So that's why we stick to the rules more often than not. Versus, like, for example, Filipinos speaking Tagalog or Filipino. Tayo nga, yung sarili nating, yung first language natin, yun pa yung parang mali yung grammar.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, parang you're used to speaking it na maiintindihan ka naman regardless of kung anong grammar yung mali-mali or, di ba?
Ako, for me, one of the most common, like, I know so many, like, eto, personal experience, I've heard so many Americans say, oh, I've went to.
Diba? Ako yung should of. Yun yung lagi ko nakikita sa mga comment section.
Yes.
Instead
should
of should
of.
Have, should of.
Like OF.
Oo.
Okay.
From Butter Baby.
Number two.
My work expertise, kayang-kaya ko na ma-utilize ang allowed number of leaves. Yung di mo kailangan mag-SL sinungaling leave. Tamang pagpaplano lang kung kailan ang perfect time na maximized ang leaves dahil sa holidays, saka nauuna ako magpaalam.
Mm.
Maganda kasi yan if alam mo na yung events in advance.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Kasi mahirap eh. Minsan biglang nag-announce ng concert. Eh, nakalaan na yung mga leaves mo to other things that are more specific. Akala mo wala nang susulpot. Tapos bilang, oh, may concert si ganito in Singapore. Oh, may concert si ganyan. May fan meet and greet sa Thailand. Patay
so,
ka.
Yeah.
And you'll end up having to, you know, go beyond your given leaves. And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
My work expertise comes from Queen of Deadma.
Queen of Deadma says,
I have the unique talent of being able to contradict the boss without jeopardizing my promotions.
Magaling ka.
Ay, mahirap yan,
I
ha?
Think diplomacy.
Napakahirap
medyo,
gawin yan.
Yeah.
If you phrase it as shade, pero jokingly and laughing about it, it could work.
Yeah, pero
there's
yun
a way
na,
of
it's hard.
Like, and it also depends, I guess, on your relationship with the boss.
Yeah.
Like, outside of that.
If you guys are close.
Oy, pero minsan ha, even, I mean, precisely because you're close, minsan it's more difficult. Kasi nakakatakot na baka isipin niya, ginagamit mo yung friendship nyo.
Or masyado kang feeling close.
Or masyado kang feeling close. Tricky din yan, ha? Hindi siya easily, you know, navigatable. Kasi minsan, parang, aba, hindi porke close tayo outside of the office. Ganyan ka na, na kumukontra ka na sa akin and in front of the subordinates. Di ba? May mga ganun pa yan. Tricky, tricky. And there you go. Okay, so, we have one final batch of the top 10 My Work Expertise, but we will come back to the RX booth and play a couple of songs, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
Alam mo, Edrickin, sapak. Sabi niya, sige Hazel, Lucy, Laduka ka na lang. Ayoko nga! Excuse me. Parang feeling ko meron ako naisip.
Mm.
Baka Rosé. Like, you
parang
know,
Maya. Alam mo, from
fish?
Now on, from now on, tatawagin ko na namin
sapak.
Hazel Iman Lapage.
Oh, no.
Alam mo, Tamisha Iman na lang. Parang mas tatanggapin ko. Tamisha, Iman.
It's coming.
Anyway, more music. Last batch coming up in just a little while, so stick around. It's The Morning Rush with Chico, Hazel, and Marky on a Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Final one for the day. So let's do our final greets.
Good morning to Edrickins. Dami niyang warning sa akin sa upcoming trip natin. Baka daw mag-get out ako. Baka ma-barbarian. Wag naman. Hello to Rhyme and Reason.
Ay, tama mo na yung Texas Chains.
House of Wax.
Cabin in the Woods.
So, oh my God. Ano pa? Wrong turn! Rhyme and Reason, good morning. Hello to Edward. And Yonte Fian says, as a Batanggenya, even sa Filipino, I'm also very particular sa balarila or sa grammar, especially usage ng NG versus NANG, may versus mayroon, mga panlapi, etc. Hi to Mateo and to the Super James, who says hello to his friend and life coach, JJ Carino. Cindy says, please greet my bestie Penelope a good morning. We watched and sang our hearts out last night sa Eras Tour. Ayun, ending, pause kami parehas, wala kaming bosses. Leave kami kasi di kami pwede mag-take ng calls today. Hi to Mitch, also good morning to George and Alton, who says hi to his wife, Mycel. 3 months in Vancouver, says Alton. Hello to Missy again and to Maxim. Missy says, betel nut is fruit ng parang palm tree.
Yeah.
Tas may dahon nakasama. And chewing tobacco at apog. Apog? What's apog?
Oh. Kasi ba apog yun lang? Kapal ng apog mo?
Ano diba? Apog?
Like, I wonder what the literal apog.
Huh. Interesting. That's it. Oh, John Paolo also says, first time to... Ah, from start to finish, listening to TMR, achievement. Oy, congrats. Good for you. That's how it should be. Don't geez. Miss a single minute of the show.
Greeting Kiko Man Machine. Hi to The Average Pinoy, Paris of Falls. Hi to Mitch Tan. And greeting Butter Baby. Hi as well to Renz Rufil, Nina Hidalgo, says hi to Anissa. And that's it for greets.
Okay, so... final number list top 10 for today, courtesy of Walter Witty, My Work Experience from Al Macchiato. True story, ako ang taga-bukas ng office kasi I'm always 1 hour early. We have flexi time and I like having that extra hour of quiet time so I can concentrate on work without anyone bothering me.
Yeah.
Lalo na yung first part kasi diba yung time na masungit ka pa, yung di ka pa nawa-warm up. So you kind of want to do it when nobody's around yet. Tapos yeah. When people come in, trickles naman, hindi naman yung sabay-sabay. So, yung social battery mo, hindi masyadong na-overwhelm. As opposed to when you get there and everyone's already there. Yeah, medyo...
they're just all there at the same time.
For ano kasi, you won't understand unless you're an introvert.
Yes.
Yung introvert, yung biglang...
Medyo, it gets overwhelming.
You know what? Initially, I thought I was a full-on extrovert. But then after the pandemic and certain issues with me going out these days and that happening, like arriving and it's full of people and you're overwhelmed, you know what to do, I believe that I might not be a full extrovert.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just really the whole lockdown. Kasi even in schools now, that's a discussion na parang the difference between students pre-COVID and the students who experienced the lockdown and all that. Like, now a lot of them have a difficult time socializing, making friends, because most people are just really quiet. Pati yung recitation affected.
Yeah.
Hira na yung gusto mag-recite. And all that. So, meron talaga siyang something na...
Can you imagine pag ano pa? Yeah. Like, yung mga... Yung song fest, yung pupunta on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the kids might struggle a bit. Queen of Deadma says, my work expertise, kaya ko mag-pretend na nag-e-enjoy during summer outing at team building. Para kunyari, maganda ang team chemistry namin. Sad
all
naman
for
if
show.
You don't enjoy. Kasi minsan, you know, to be honest, minsan even if you don't get along in the workspace, pag tinanggal mo yung work aspect and you're just on a trip,
yeah,
na fun lang.
Yeah,
alam
dynamic.
Mo yung lunch, dinner, party, parang you realize, oh, we get along naman pala. You know, sometimes it's just the whole, if you're up for the same promotion, mm-hmm. or alam mo yung departments nyo, yung check and balance, so medyo laging kontra kayo sa isa't isa.
And I think it's much easier when you have other people kind of bridging the gap between
yep.
you and whoever that might be, na medyo hindi kayo friends.
I like that. When there are
sometimes
times
you'd be surprised, diba?
That you make friends with people
yeah.
during... But then there are also times when you go on a company trip and you realize they are as horrible as they really are. And, right? Happens.
I'm sure it does.
Right?
And for Maxim De Winter, my work expertise, yung 5-minute meeting, kaya kong gawing 3 hours yan. Para kunyari, madaming ginagawa.
From 5 minutes to 3 hours?
Nightmare. Grabe yan. Nightmare. From Al Macchiato, true story, I can design a barren wasteland into a lush paradise. Which is what we did for Iloilo Esplanade. We turned an asphalt road into a beautiful linear park.
Hey, that's really nice.
Ang mahal ha. Ang mahal
really?
When you hire someone to take care of the landscape. Because we hired someone. So, it's expensive.
That's why when I was a kid, my grandfather would use me and my cousin.
Mm.
So we were like, what, 14, 15-year-old boys
yeah.
taking care of all the chores and landscaping in the house, planting 1,000 trees in
it's
the forest.
It's true. Hindi kasi yung planting part, marami kaming tao nagagawa. It's the, like, what to plant where in the design, that's the expensive part. Kasi of course, they have more know-how. Or alam nila yung ano yung maganda sa mata, kung ano yung, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like we have an architect, right, for the structure. We have a lighting architect.
Designer?
Yeah. Like, siya lang yung magde-decide what kind of light to go where. And that's a different person to pay. And then there's one to design the landscape.
So let me ask. Kung ito yung original budget nyo.
Nasa Batangas yung current budget. Ganun kalayo.
Or ganito.
Yan, mga ganyan.
Oh my gosh!
Seriously.
Kung ito yung original. Ganito?
My sister said,
oh my gosh!
Kung ano yung budget, doblehin nyo. Kung ano yung timeline, doblehin nyo. I think we have gone past the double stage.
Double? Yeah. That would be an understatement
way past,
already.
Way past the double stage. In both.
Oh my God.
And when my sister first told us that, I was like, oh eh, hindi naman double. Kaya naman yan ima...
Ikaw talaga si Trixie Mattel.
Trixie Motel.
Trixie Motel. See? Meron siyang ganon. Oh.
Sa hindi yan, motel.
Oh, yeah.
Kaya sabi ko, ang nasabi ko
luxury
na lang, nasabi
resort.
Ko na lang sa ate ko, Mama, kudos for saying that.
First
spilling. And also, From Almakia, from Avi CJ, my work expertise, kahit mag-absent pa lahat ng office mate ko, kaya kong gawin lahat yan. Gusto mo nga, one-person office, kaya ko. But for how long? Siguro
true.
Pag yung, alam mo yung biglaan, kaya mo, but...
I don't think you can sustain that. Igugupo ka ng trabaho, for sure.
From Butter Baby, kaya kong magkaroon ng loyalty award sa mga pinapasukan ko. Maning-mani ang 5 years sa akin. I think I would be like this. I really can't do the whole lipat ng lipat.
Mm.
Honestly, like it would be very difficult for me kasi I'm such a nester. So I tend to pag dumapo na ako, dun na ako. Gets? And not just in, like, as a general rule.
Yeah.
With relationships, with friends.
Because you get comfortable.
I get
then,
very
like,
comfortable.
You enjoy that feeling.
Yes.
Because some people, once you get comfortable, they take that as their cue.
To leave.
To leave. Kasi parang feeling that, okay, no growth now. But not necessarily the case, you know?
And minsan kahit hindi comfortable, ah. Yung alam mo yung kunyari, na tapos na yung honeymoon period. And... alam mo yung gets, yung parang yung
lumalabas
na yung mga totoong ugali, na masamang ugali. I'm the type to still stick around. Like, I'll get pissed off, but I'll stay. I'm a stayer. You know, I don't like the idea of like up and
you
leaving.
Like to see things through.
Yeah, I do. I really do. From Jean Embuido, my work experience, true story, last Saturday, I was able to drive to work, Parañaque to BGC, and arrive an hour earlier, 7:30 a.m. Nasa BGC na ako. Kahit na nag-inom kami until 4 a.m., and I woke up at 6:30 a.m. Despite that, I was still able to do my tasks ng maayos.
Good for you.
Again, I don't think I can deal with hangovers anymore. Even if walang work the next day, hindi ko na kaya talaga.
Trust. Well, I mean...
I'd be miserable.
I rarely ever drink these days, but it was my birthday last week. So after rehearsals, we would go and have a drinky-winky. And, yeah. It's not the same.
Right?
I mean, I get home and the next... I remember Saturday, I was just like, I can't sleep anymore. My head is hurting. I took my B-complex, but I'm... still suffering. I can't drink like I used to.
Hindi, tsaka ano eh. Parang like, even if let's say weekend. Kunyari argument mo, weekend naman eh. Parang feeling ko hindi ako nag-weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'll spend my
recovering.
Weekend sick.
True.
And I hate that feeling. Kahit sabihin mo na I'll just be in bed. No. Kasi I feel terrible. Like, I'd feel like I'm sick.
Like,
ayoko yung sluggish feeling after.
I can't.
That's why I wanted to walk the entire... Because, like, Chico and I played Pokemon. But, like, I wanted to walk so I sweat out all of the toxins.
Yeah.
It still didn't work.
Totoo.
My head was still in pain.
I hate headaches so much.
I don't like what alcohol does to you to begin with. It toxifies everything in your system. Like... everything is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't pass talaga sobra.
Yeah.
Also, coming from Sofia, binablock ko yung time ko hanggang 10:30 a.m. When people find me in a room intently looking at my screen, I look like I'm in a very serious call. Actually, nanonood lang ng TMR Live.
No.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. Good on you.
From
End of 11, I can de-escalate heated discussions by redirecting the topic, calming both sides, and maybe throwing in a joke or two.
That's a skill.
It is a skill. Pwede kang diplomat.
Yeah.
Pag mayroon kang skill na ganyan, very few people. Sometimes, people who attempt to help can make it worse.
Yes.
So, yeah. That can be a struggle. And, let me see here. Okay. The two tops, my work experience, comes from The Super James and Genshin Impacto.
They both say.
The Super James says, member ng IT department. Kaya for sure, busy ako mag-reset ng passwords next week after the long weekend. So apparently, nire-reset nila. You know what? I have a friend. In their office, they have turned it into a game.
Mm.
every single day, pinapalitan nung IT nila yung firewall. And because they are all techies,
they will try to crack it.
Not try. Unahan silang makakrack. Ooh. They always crack it. But it's a matter of who gets to break the firewall na sinet ng IT department. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
You know, this amazes me because I'm the complete opposite of a techie. So when I meet people who know their way around computers, I am literally amazed. Like, how can you do that? You're so good.
Yeah.
Unahan sila. Like, okay, I broke through. Me first. Tas tomorrow, bago na naman. Tas unahan na naman sila. And they're all like, scrambling.
Child's play lang
Child's
sa kanila.
Child's play
yun.
Sa kanila. A firewall. I can't even launch an app sometimes.
Kasi Chico, you're not a techie.
I'm not a
you're
techie kasi. I'm a...
Lecky-lecky.
Lecky-lecky! I love...
Like the next. Pokemon, Lecky Lecky.
Yes. Like that. Okay. And from Genshin Impacto, my work expertise, kontrolado ko ang login ng mga empleyado. Pag late ako, gagawin kong on time. Pag early si annoying office mate, gagawin kong late.
Oh my God! You're horrible!
You are horrible!
Horrible!
Oh my gosh! Well, pag nahuli ka, Lagotsky.
A goat.
All right, so what about us? My work expertise.
Well, I guess let me start. My work expertise now, never done this before, but play two completely different roles. And when my alternates aren't around, like literally dance or do choreography for one role while saying the lines of the other role, and sometimes having conversations with myself because there's no one to throw the lines with because my alternates are not available. It's a skill.
Pwede ka magdoble kara.
Oo nga.
That's what they're calling me, Mr. Two and a Half. Because sometimes I even have to do lines of other people who aren't around because I memorize their lines too.
Hindi ba 8 and a half? Hindi kasi minsan di ba like...
kasi mga 8 characters.
8 characters kaya mo up to 8?
I think I can go up to 8.
Wow.
Kasi memoryado mo lahat ng lines, di ba?
Impressive! Wow.
Lahat ng lines kaya mo.
Like sometimes where you'll see, di ba? I'm singing Tingin my nga. Lines.
Pakita mo sa amin yan sa ano ah, hindi, sa like, Batangas.
Gawin mo yung mga ano, oh, magpa-play kami ng Rent.
All 8 characters.
Nga, tapos kailangan nakakanta mo, imagine mo, La Vie Boheme, lahat ikaw. Oh. Hirap nun.
Ang hirap nun.
Ang hirap nun.
Pakita mo, pero sa amin dalawa lang ni Chico ah.
La Vie Boheme. Oh, di ba? Tapos ang dami-dami yung kumakanta. Oh.
Wag dyan sa 8 and a half.
Ay, tuloy na.
Sumabi.
Ako siguro. My talent. Not so much when I've like, kunyari ngayon, like in RX, because I've been here for a long time. Lalo na pagbago. I think I know when to peak. That is my talent. I mean, tatanggalin natin yung literal talent. Ah. Yung alam mo yung the behind the scenes talent. I think I know when to peak. Like, I know when to keep my head low pag bago pa lang ako. I know when to bring it pag feeling ko this is the right time to show everyone what I can do. Very Kirby in there's this contestant in Australian Survivor. She's actually a professional athlete. Pero she would, diba, she would do it on
she
purpose.
She underplayed her strength.
She would always be like, oh, I can't do it anymore. Kasi ilalabas niya yun later on. Kasi yeah. Otherwise, she will be seen as a target, right? Na parang, oh, a professional
kasi,
athlete.
And also strategic pa. So, diba?
Exactly. So, I think I'm very that. Like, I know when to... I'm not going to excel immediately. I'm going to be very steady lang. Like, just enough to know... For you to know that I'm a valuable member of the team. But I won't let you know that... I'm the best one.
So when do you reach your peak?
When like the time is right.
Peak.
When the time is right, That's when I peak. So, medyo, I think I'm very good at that. I know when to reveal my cards. I know when to keep my cards a little bit. Even natural, ano, it's not like I'm being devious or anything. It's just naturally like, kasi nga I'm very observant. I just don't want to ruffle feathers too fast, too early on. I need people to know na, oh, I'm like this, so that by the time I unleash, they know that I'm not a threat, you know? Na parang, I'm just a valuable member of the team.
Pag nag-unleash ka ba, mga 8 characters din yung kaya mong i-play?
Hindi naman, because usually I stick to
mga
one.
Mga 7-6.
I stick to one character. So, yun, I'm very good at that. Nandun pa ba tayo? Di ba nag-move on na tayo?
Hindi, di ba? Usapang ano, peaking. No, I think EQ.
EQ.
Is really a super strength of yours.
Super.
Because,
so, yeah. Alam mo, even with social groups, social interactions, yung, even if alam kong kaya kong bumangka, kung ako yung bago sa group, I won't do it. Even if, let's say, yung parang feeling ko, yung dami kong pwedeng i-share, I kind of scale it down a little bit. Because I know that I have to ease myself into the dynamic first. Gets? Hindi ako yung magiging like pabibo agad na like, ang dami kong kwento, ang dami kong input. Yung minsan, I kind of like ease it in slowly. Mm. Not so much agad-agad na parang, oh, look at me, I'm such a social, gregarious creature. I'll kind of like, you know,
Slowly but surely.
And then pag ano na, pag feeling ko, I've gotten my space in that group, then I can be more myself. And then I'll be more like sociable.
So are you one to like kiss up to like the people that you're with?
Not kiss up.
Like,
but
would you buy
like,
them, would you buy them like birthday cake or whatever?
Birthday cake?
Like when it's their birthday.
I don't know. I'll just go with the flow. I mean, if the group decides to buy, then yeah, then I'll contribute.
We'll go and be like, boo, cock, eh?
Pala yung punta noon.
Kanina ko pa iniisip, eh.
I was wondering where we were going with that. Oh my God. Whew. Anyway.
No, I mean, it's cake.
Yes. Let's stick with cake.
Uh-oh nga.
Not in region.
But we're not.
Cake. Oh, okay.
Norway, right?
Not Norway.
Ang ano ko lang sa'yo, Norway, Jose.
Norway, Jose.
Norway,
yeah.
Jose.
Ako, my work expertise, I guess, I think it's having a vision and knowing how to make it happen. Like, I'm kind of very systematic in a way that parang I know where I want to go and I will figure out how to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would say that's my work expertise. Like, even if like in a smaller scale, kunyari with a show or something like that, when you give me a show, like, parang I'll figure out, okay, what do I want this to be? And then like, how do we get there? What are the elements that will make it what it's supposed to be? You know what I mean? So, kind of like that.
That's true.
So, general brainstorming shit. So,
yeah.
There you go. There! That's our show for today.
That's right.
We're off to do our groceries for this Holy Week break that we will be enjoying.
Oh, I'm so excited for our Holy
Week
break. I know,
right?
But don't you worry.
I can't wait to just rest.
2 days pa.
2 days pa.
For us. 3 days for
us. But of course, Thursday, we will stay on air. So, you will get to listen to us till 2 p.m. Thursday, and then we'll sign off for the Holy Week.
Yes.
But yes, stick around tonight. Make sure to catch the concert series. We will have Enna Mori on the show from 7 to 8 p.m. live in studio. That's hosted by Rico Robles. We'll see you guys again tomorrow for the Morning Rush. Bye.
Bye.